CDPF Online Disability Equality Capacity Building Course 2021 Online Presentation Module 4 Innovation Access and Assistive Devices Presenters Richard Reeser, General Secretary Sarah Kamau, Acting Chair Nathalie Murphy, Executive from the Caribbean Steve Estey, Executive from Canada Dixon Mveang, from Executive from Tanzania He's from the Tanzanian Association of the Deaf. Slide number 2 of 30. Introduction. A fundamental human right is for disabled people to gain access and participation on an equal level with others regardless of our impairments. Disabled people have struggled for many years to adapt society's lived physical and information environment for this to happen. The first international human rights treaty to explicitly mention it was the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, in 2008. There had been clauses in previous treaties, national laws, building codes and standards that had partially acknowledged the need for access in the previous 120 years. All of these were fought for by disabled people and their organisations and some non-disabled led charities. People with sensory impairments were in the vanguard arguing for the teaching and use of Braille, sign language, gaining concessions in a minority of countries, usually higher income. UNCRPD and Article 9 establishes binding obligations for states and consequently rights for persons with disabilities that are not included in the other core human rights treaties. Slide number 3 of 30. Introduction 2. The provision of these means of communication were often provided in segregated, sometimes residential schools, colleges and sheltered workplaces. The built environment, transport, libraries, shops, hospitals, schools, colleges, universities, housing, places of entertainment and political processes, indeed all of normal human life, was not adapted for disabled people to take part. Where possible, we had to be rehabilitated to be as normal as possible. These moves were usually led by non-disabled, medically trained rehabilitation professionals, and they and some disabled people, faced with a huge number of barriers in the environment, designed a wide range of assistive devices to make living in an inaccessible world easier. The idea that built environments, transport and systems of communication must be adapted and renewed, universally designed, so that there are no barriers, gained support in the last 50 years as disabled people and disabled people's organisations, DPOs, became better at expressing our goals through social model thinking. This set the stage for the UNCRPD and the incorporation of the ideas and principles into the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, e.g. 11.2 and 11.7. Then there are two pictures on this slide. One says a pictorial history of the British Deaf Association, 1890 to 2015, and the other is a photograph of some wheelchair users holding signs saying lifts not lies, buses are for everyone, and Freedom Rider. Slide number 4 of 30, Introduction 3. The current COVID-19 pandemic has tested the robustness of our societies and now have incorporated these principles into our day-to-day activities, and they have been wanting. Around the world and across the Commonwealth, our DPOs have had to push government to provide signed announcements and information, to provide essential information and easy reading pictograms. Those who are literate with information technology and who are blind or visually impaired have been able to benefit from the availability of access programmes text-to-speech. IT operating systems have shown the way forward as such adaptations are now standard on iPads, laptops and smartphones. Many millions of disabled people have no access to these systems. All the surveys by DPOs show that mental anxiety has risen across disabled people, especially those with psychosocial conditions. This tells us that access is not just about communicating a message, but how the message is communicated and how disabled people are supported. As we build back better, there has never been a better time to argue for access and the provision of assistive technology, to avert the colossal wastage of human potential and pain that a business-as-usual approach will mean for the world and its disabled inhabitants. We know how to do this better. Let us put it into practice for all our sakes. IT operating systems have shown the way forward as such adaptations are now standard on iPads, laptops and smartphones. Many millions of disabled people have no access to these systems. All the surveys by DPOs show that mental anxiety has risen across disabled people, especially those with psychosocial conditions. This tells us that access is not just about communicating a message, but how the message is communicated and how disabled people are supported. As we build back better, there has never been a better time to argue for access and the provision of assisted technology to avert the colossal wastage of human potential and pain that a business-as-usual approach will mean for the world and its disabled inhabitants. We know how to do this better. Let us put it into practice for all our sakes. Slide number 5 of 30, the language the CDPF use. Disabled people. Why we still choose to call ourselves disabled people. In the Commonwealth Disabled People's Forum, CDPF, we call ourselves disabled people because of the development of the social model of disability. In the 19th and 20th centuries, a disabled person's medical condition was thought to be the root cause of their exclusion from society, an approach now referred to as the medical or individual model of disability. We use the social model of disability, where the barriers of environment, attitude and organisation are what disable people with impairments and lead to prejudice and discrimination. So to call ourselves persons with disabilities is to accept that we are objects and powerless. We also view ourselves as united by a common oppression, so are proud to identify as disabled people, rather than people with disabilities. When we are talking about the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, we will use people or persons with disabilities. Slide number 6 of 30. The UNCRPD Principles. Easy read. 3. The basic ideas. These are: people are free to make their own choices. No one will be discriminated against. Disabled people have the same rights to be included in society as anybody else. Disabled people are to be respected for who they are. Everyone should have equal opportunities. Everyone should have equal access. Men and women should have equal opportunities. Disabled children should be respected for who they are as they grow up. And all of these are illustrated with easy read pictures, which depict what has been said. Slide number 7 of 30, accessibility. One of the key thrusts of the UNCRPD is to create accessibility by universal design and accessibility standards. Accessibility is a human rights principle running throughout the Convention. Inaccessibility, discrimination and freedom of movement / independent living, physical, informational and technological barriers prevent persons with disabilities from fully participating in society on an equal basis with others. Inaccessibility also relates to negative attitudes in society that perpetuate images of persons with disabilities as being slow, less intelligent, or unable to make decisions, for example. A key element to ensure equal rights for persons with disabilities is improving the accessibility of the built environment, information and communications technology, transport and other facilities, goods and services open to the public. A twin-track approach is taken to access in the UNCRPD. It is a principle, Article 3. It has a standalone Article 9 and comes up in all articles, being treated on an equal basis to others, and specifically in Articles 20, Personal Mobility, Article 21, Freedom, Expression and Information, Article 24, Education, Article 26, Habilitation, Rehabilitation, Article 27, Work and Employment, Article 28, Adequate Standard of Living, Article 29, Participation in Political Life, and Article 30, Participation in Cultural Life, Recreation, Leisure and Sport. Slide number 8 of 30, Independent Living, Article 9. Article 9, Living Independently and Being Included in the Community. States parties to the present convention recognise the equal right of all persons with disabilities to live in the community with choices equal to others and shall take effective and appropriate measures to facilitate full enjoyment by persons with disabilities of this right and their full inclusion and participation in the community. Principles independent living. These are: appropriate and accessible information, an adequate income, appropriate and accessible health and social care provisions, a fully accessible transport system, full access to the environment, adequate provision of technical aids and equipment, availability of accessible and adapted housing, adequate provision of personal assistance, availability of inclusive education and training, equal opportunities for employment, availability of independent advocacy and self-advocacy, availability of peer counselling. Slide number 9 of 30, it says rights and wrongs of access, and it's some photographs and illustrations of bad access and good access. So for example, the first picture shows somebody trying to get on a train in a motorised chair, and they're really struggling because there's quite a large step. The next picture shows some steep steps, and someone's trying to assist somebody in a wheelchair coming up those steps. The next picture is somebody who is visibly visually impaired. They're holding a white cane, and someone's describing where to go to them, but they're not being very clear. They're saying, "Oh, it's just over there." The cartoon of somebody shouting at a deaf person, and some text that's been highlighted, as in with a little highlighter pen. So those are all examples of not being accessible, wrong access, and then some corresponding photos of access that works. So a train with a platform that meets it, a nice big gentle ramp, an illustration of assistive technology. It's got some people typing on a keyboard, and then a smartphone showing somebody's using sign language, and then some people holding posters with easy read symbols on. Slide number 10 of 30 is a case study from Motivation, who are based in the UK, but it's about a boy in India called Harjot. Harjot, Amritsar, India. Why my wheelchair is vital. He has cerebral palsy. He can speak and understand, but he cannot walk and has weak hands. When Harjot was 3.5 years old, his father died and his mother abandoned him because of his impairment. Before receiving support from Motivation, Harjot was supported by carers. He used to crawl to get around, which was hurting his hands and legs. He was also unable to sit upright without support, so he couldn't use his hands for other tasks. Harjot was given a wheelchair, but it was too big for him. He couldn't push himself, and when someone else moved him around in it, he felt unstable. After receiving a MotiGo wheelchair from Motivation, Harjot is very happy and is able to move around by himself. He now has good postural support, which means he can use his hands for other tasks. And thanks to the removable tray on his new wheelchair, he is now able to eat by himself and participate in school activities. Now he has high hopes for his future. Without this wheelchair, I was unable to sit straight and always seeking help from someone. Now I can sit on my own, move on my own, live on my own. I want to study well and play well. Slide number 11 of 30. Stella, Nairobi, Kenya. 22-year-old Stella from Nairobi, Kenya, was born with spina bifida. In 2018, she was fitted with a Motivation wheelchair and took part in our job-seeking and keeping skills training. During COVID-19, our Kenyan team caught up with Stella over the phone and heard about the challenges she was facing. She told us that, "My studies have been paused. I can't travel anywhere. I'm afraid to use public transport because I'll be putting myself more at risk getting coronavirus, and I need support to board the car, as it's currently very hard to access medical supplies like the catheter that I need most." Stella has recorded a video clip which is circulating on social media to support my peers on some of the exercises they can do at home to keep fit during this time of COVID-19 pandemic. She felt this is important because wheelchair users stay on the wheelchair for long, hence need some activities to keep them active and healthy, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. That clip is shown on the website. If you go to motivation.org/stellas-story, that's motivation.org/stellas-story. Slide number 3 is another Motivation case study. Waldar, Uganda. Waldar was just 5 months old when she was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. Family and friends believe the disability to be a curse, so they turned their backs on the baby and her mother, Lucy. The neighbours said, "I had produced a snake." Lucy's boss told her to choose between her child and her job. The pair had little hope for the future. 91% of disabled children in Uganda are not in school. Lucy tried to teach Waldar at home. She was lucky to find a school and teacher who could provide an inclusive classroom for Waldar amongst other children. Through mixing and playing with the other children, Waldar can now, 3 years later, speak and feed herself and is learning at school. Programs like Motivation All-Stars will help her and more disabled children to have a chance to work with sports coaches and transform their lives through sports and play, levelling the playing field for at least 270 disabled children in Uganda. And the web link for that is motivation.org.uk/allstarswaldar. That's All Stars Waldar. Slide number 13 of 30 is another one from Motivation, this time in India. Annika, India. Stigma and discrimination around disability is rife. Disabled people are often excluded by their families, friendship groups and wider communities. They are treated unfairly by prospective employers or aren't given jobs at all. Unable to access healthcare and prone to health complications that could easily be cured, conditions like pressure ulcers, respiratory problems and bladder infections can become life-threatening. Annika was determined to be independent, educated and mobile. I've had my Motivation wheelchair for around a year and a half now. I use it for tutoring students in their homes or visiting friends and family nearby. I think Indian society is very understanding and respectful to those with disabilities, but accessibility problems do remain. Motivation projects are establishing a network of services with 24 partners and more than 100 outreach partners. This means we'll be able to reach thousands of disabled people across the country. That's motivation.org/India. Slide number 14 of 30 was the film which is played as part of the presentation. It's not something I can describe here. That was slide number 14 of 30. Slide number 15 of 30 is Moving Beyond Disability to Accessibility in India. Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, DEPWD, has launched Accessible India campaign as a nationwide campaign for achieving universal accessibility for persons with disabilities. It has the following three important components. And then there is a IMAC address. It's a bit difficult to describe this one. I might have to come up to this. An estimated 1% of the world's population, or just over 75 million people, need a wheelchair. In most developing countries, few of those who need wheelchairs have access. Production facilities are insufficient, and wheelchairs are often donated without the necessary related services. Slide number 16 of 30. Assistive devices. Assistive technology. The application of organised knowledge and skills related to assistive products, including systems and services. Assistive technology is a subset of health technology. Way forward on supply of assistive devices. State should formulate policies and laws to support the development, production, distribution and servicing of assistive products. State should ensure that assistive products are available and affordable for disabled people, including through a provision of grants. Incentivise research on and the development of assistive technology. Ensure that disabled people and their families obtain knowledge on available assistive products and schemes from which they can benefit. Measures should be taken to ensure that assistive products can be used effectively, such as hearing loops for hearing aid users. In addition to accessibility, assistive products need to meet the preferences and expectations of a user to be effective. Monitor unmet needs for assistive technology to identify and fill the gaps. Slide number 17 of 30. Access for visually impaired and blind people. Braille, from 1824, a universally accepted system of writing used by and for blind people and consisting of a code of 63 characters, each made up of 1 to 6 raised dots arranged in a 6-position matrix or cell. These Braille characters are embossed in lines on paper and read by passing the fingers lightly over the manuscript. Magnifying glasses and glasses help many visually impaired people to see to read letters. An expensive tech solution is Zoom Text. This software not only provides screen magnification, but many other useful features, such as being able to manipulate colour text and other elements which are displayed for easier viewing. JAWS, Job Access with Speech was the world's most popular screen reader, developed for computer users whose vision loss prevented them from seeing screen content or navigating with a mouse. It is expensive. Last year, NVDA replaced it as the most popular. Non-Visual Desktop Access, NVDA, is a free, open-source, portable screen reader for Microsoft Windows. Text-to-speech on computer as standard is massively improving access. Mobile devices such as the C-Pen reader, and there's a picture of that on the right. There's also a picture of some Braille and somebody reading Braille with their fingertips. Slide number 18 of 30, Marrakesh Treaty. Copyright law was preventing blind and other print-impaired people from making copies of published books and articles in various formats such as Braille that they could then access for information, study or for enjoyment. The Marrakesh Treaty was signed in Marrakesh, Morocco on June 27, 2013. This is an international instrument that addresses the right to read, particularly focusing on blind and visually impaired persons and people with print disabilities. The World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, administered treaty makes the production and international transfer of specially adapted books for people with blindness or visual impairments easier. This treaty must be ratified by governments, and when this is done, they are to amend their traditional copyright laws, thus enabling persons with print disabilities to access reading materials, including books, at their leisure. Slide number 19 of 30. Access for deaf people and deafened people. Pre-lingually deaf people have for many years had their own sign language with many country and regional varieties. It has its own grammar and gesture, and body posture is also utilised. A standardised language or dictionary is important. The UNCRPD prioritises access to sign language, though there are many oral means of communication with enhanced hearing aids and implants. The limits on deaf people are caused because many people do not know or understand sign. Mobile smartphones helping with remote interpretation. Recently, technology is being developed to read sign language, translate text on computer. I'll read that again. Recently, technology is being developed to read sign language, translate text on computer, which should help many deaf people. It's called Google Sign. And there is some photographs of some hands doing signs, and there's sort of computerized kind of lines as though where the bones would be or the tendons would be to kind of pick out the shape of the hand that the computer can understand. And then there are four cartoon drawings of signing. Somebody signing hello just by waving their hand. Somebody saying hello just sort of with a thumbs up. Somebody doing a slightly lower wave for goodbye. So it's a bit similar to hello, but it's lower. And I'm sorry, which is rubbing the hand on their chest. Slide number 20 of 30 is a film. It's called The Importance of Sign Language. And again, I can't describe that here, but that's slide 20 of 30. Slide 21 of 30 is also a film, and that's called Access Hard of Hearing / Deafened by Steve Etzi. Slide number 22 of 30 says Plain Language, Easy Read and Pictograms. Number 9, Accessibility. Countries should make sure disabled people have better access to things in all areas of life. There should be better access to public schools, public buildings like hospitals and schools and transport. There should be better access to information. Signs should be an easy read and Braille. More guides and sign language interpreters should be available in public buildings. There should be guidelines about how to make access to public services better. Anyone providing services should plan for good access for disabled people. Accessibility training should be given. They should make sure that disabled people have access to new technology. There is a picture against each of these points. So whether it's somebody entering a bus in a wheelchair there's a cartoon of somebody doing sign language. All of those points are illustrated with pictures. Slide number 23 of 30 is a diagram it's lots of words with a little picture for each one. I think it's called I can't remember what it's called. It's basically like a whole descriptive poster. It's quite brightly coloured, And it says, it lists all the elements. So it says right to life, liberty and security of person, respect for home and family, access to justice, freedom from torture, cruel, inhumane or degrading punishment, highest attainable standard of health without discrimination. Oh, by the way, this is all around the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So it's all the elements of the UNCRPD. Respect for evolving capacities of children with disabilities and their right to preserve their identities. Access to justice, equality of opportunity between men and women, full and effective participation and inclusion in society. Accessibility, respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as a part of human diversity and humanity. Freedom of expression and opinion and access to information. Participation in political and public life. Respect for privacy. Participation in cultural, recreation, leisure and sport. Adequate standard of living and social protection. Personal mobility. Open, accessible, inclusive labour market and work environment. Living independently and being included in the community. Freedom from exploitation, violence and abuse. Highest standard attainable of health. Without discrimination, sorry, I think I've done that one. Inclusive education, and sweeping through the middle, it says UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and that's a big arrow that sweeps around. It says nothing about us without us. Slide 24 of 30, universal design. Universal design means the design of products, environments, programs and services to be usable by all people to the greatest extent possible without the need for adaptation or specialised design. Universal design shall not exclude assistive devices for particular groups of persons with disabilities where this is needed. Article 2 of the UNCRPD. Principles of universal design. 1. Equitable use. The design is useful and marketable to people with diverse abilities. 2. Flexibility of use. The design accommodates a wide range of individual preferences and abilities. 3. Simple and intuitive use. The design is easy to understand regardless of the user's experience, knowledge, language skills or current concentration level. 4. Perceptible information. The design communicates information effectively to the user regardless of ambient conditions or the user's sensory abilities. 5. Tolerance for error. The design minimises hazards and the adverse consequences of accidental or unintended actions. 6. Low physical effort. The design can be used efficiently and comfortably and with a minimum of fatigue. 7. Size and space for approach and use. Appropriate size and space is provided for approach, reach, manipulation and use, regardless of user's body size, posture or mobility. Slide 25 of 30, case studies, Jamaica. Jamaica, persons who are blind or visually impaired will benefit from assistive technology to help them across the internet, to help them access the internet, sorry. This is being facilitated by the government under Caribbean Community, CARICOM, Trade and Competitiveness Project, CTCP, which is aimed at contributing to the deepening of the regional integration process in 2016. The assistive software will be available through the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD. The JCPD also participated in a strategic planning workshop for the development of a virtual relay interpreting system to enhance communication for deaf persons. The workshop was organised by the Jamaica Association for the Deaf through its Advancing Deaf Kids Jamaica project. The initiative aims to advance the rights and protection of deaf children and young people through a nationwide programme of communication, safe behaviour and positive parenting by utilising sports and dance as channels for engagement. Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheen Robinson, noted that the ministry, through the JCPD will continue to advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities and ensure that they are included in government's plans and policies. Slide 26 of 30. The case study, Seychelles, the deaf and hearing impaired community in Seychelles has its own sign language dictionary for the first time. The dictionary was launched last Saturday after 10 years of work. This is in December 2019, in the ceremony held at the Citizen Engagement Platform, CEPS, in Victoria, the capital. When presenting the dictionary, Annie Reisler from the University of Lille said, "It's intended to follow the local signs and thus promote their dissemination. It is also a valuable tool for young deaf people to meet sign language for the first time and a valuable tool for deaf students and their teachers." The publication was made possible through a partnership agreement between the National Institute for the Young Deaf in Paris, the Association of People with Hearing Impairment in Seychelles, the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, and the University of Lille. The chairperson of the Association of People with Hearing Impairment in Seychelles, Anita Gardner, said that she is very happy and proud of the team that worked on the project. "We had our ups and downs, but we were determined to finish it. As sign language is a right, the association felt it was our duty to make sure it happened. Now our job is to teach the whole population." Slide number 27 is a film again of Steve Etsy in Canada. It's a case study of Making Accessible Canada Act. Slide number 28 of 30 says access, what is to be done? Number one, DPO is to carry out a situational analysis to identify barriers to access not addressed, compliance with existing legislation, and identify gaps in national legislation and implementation frameworks on accessibility, reasonable accommodations, and assistive technology compared to the requirements of the UNCRPD and the Sustainable Development Goals. Number two, state parties and all levels of government audit implementation of and compliance with existing disability legislation with regards to accessibility standards, which should include the physical environment, built environment, including new or extensively modified public and private housing, public transport, including road, rail, air, and by boat. Review and amend primary and secondary legislation where found inadequate against international treaty commitments. Number three, state parties to accelerate the full implementation of accessible ICT, including by the provision of low-cost software and assistive devices for all persons with disabilities, information and communication, including the development and promotion of the use of all accessible formats, such as sign language, captioning, braille and easy read, alternative and augmentative modes of communication, and adopt capacity-building programs for translators and/or interpreters. For blind and visually impaired and others who are print disabled, ensure the Marrakesh Treaty is fully incorporated into national legislation to allow copyright material to be available in alternative formats. Number four, state parties to implement national and state law on accessibility by taking a cross-sectoral approach requiring all ministries engaged in public infrastructure to address accessibility in all planning and implementation processes. Slide number 29 of 30. Number five, state parties to ensure compliance with Article 9 of the UNCRPD and national legislation on accessibility and a right to redress in the justice system to enforce a legally binding accessibility action plan with benchmarks, indicators and timelines to cover all aspects of the built environment, public service provision, information and communications, including sign language interpretation, as well as assistive listening systems. B. Progressively developing the operational measures to implement accessibility. C. The accessibility of transportation services, including transport concessions and licences with no additional charging for those who use taxis because they cannot use public transport. D. The information and communication technology policy to provide access to information and technology for persons with disabilities on an equal basis with others, ensuring assistive devices are readily available. E. The provision of remedy for persons with disabilities and introduce sanctions in case of non-compliance, including infrastructural projects by foreign investment. F. Strengthening of enforcement mechanisms in the public and private sector and ensure adjustment orders are used to non-compliant stakeholders. G. Setting a time frame and targets for implementing access to caption services and descriptive video content for mainstream media, websites and social media. H. Compliance with international recognised standards of access and provision of assistive devices. I. Require universal design standards in new products and infrastructure developments. And slide number 30 of 30, the last one, access, what is to be done, number 3. Number 6, state parties to develop effective monitoring and reporting. Number 7. State parties should take measures to ensure that the technology and services necessary for the repair and manufacturing of quality mobility aids, assistive devices, be made available locally and at an affordable cost. Number 8. State parties should support the teaching, use and development of their national sign language for deaf people and deaf/blind people and ensure sufficient sign interpreters are trained and available, and for those who are hard of hearing, hearing aid technology is widely and cheaply available. Number 9. State parties should ensure teaching and information is provided accessibly to those with learning difficulty and psychosocial impairments in ways and environments that are conducive to their comprehension.